This is my story in the North End. Our family patriarch, Moses Stafford, he purchased a home on Belmont Street in 1942. During this time, black families were migrating to the North from all over the South during a period that became known as the Great Migration. Black families were seeking a better life in the North and were attempting to change and to improve the tragic circumstances that they'd been living with because of the after effects of slavery. Many of the homes in the North End neighborhood were sold to blacks by members of the Jewish community. The Jewish people made the North End neighborhood their first settlement in Michigan between 1928 and 1929. During that time period, it was unlawful for anyone to sell homes to black people. The deeds to the homes contained clauses in them known by the legal term restrictive covenants. As a young child, I thought that the Stafford family was rich. Black home ownership was very uncommon in the 1950s when I grew up. For a family to own a home in an affluent neighborhood that was made of brick, that was rare for most black working class people. Homes like that were a refuge for others who congregated in those homes to network, to fellowship, and to learn from each other. Storytelling was very common in those days. In the home settings, that was a major way for people to glean information, share information, and knowledge during a time when formal education was very uncommon. And so we have a very unique connection to the music industry. Back in the 1940s and 1950s, music was a very, very sacred part of the black culture. Many famous musicians lived and performed at various venues in the North End. Our neighborhood was influenced by Smokey Robinson, who lived in the middle of our block on Belmont Street. His family also rented homes to families moving from the South. By living on the same block, there was another neighbor, Diana Ross, who became a very famous singer. She's a recording artist and an actress. And just one street over, Aretha Franklin, she lived on Boston Avenue. She became a legendary icon in the music industry. Stafford House, Inc. is a nonprofit organization that was founded in order to honor the memory of my predecessors. They lifted up hundreds of people for generations. Stafford House, Inc. was organized in 2007 after all of the relatives connected to the Belmont property were all deceased. It was formed in order to provide transitional housing to youth who had been adjudicated in the criminal justice system and they needed a place to live. We took in boys ages 16 to 21 who were under court supervision or had aged out of the foster care system and were left homeless. Our mission was to provide guidance, resources, mentorship, and a safe place to live for our young men who had been rejected by society. These young lives had often been considered worthless and of no use and had no future. Even worse, they were seen as bodies to populate the prisons in a for-profit prison system. We saw the need to provide alternatives to street life. Through the years, Stafford House's mission has expanded to include many community enrichment programs. Youth development remains a high priority with our organization. We continue to connect our community to resources and have provided many opportunities for residents of the North End to participate in the preservation and growth of our neighborhood. The Belmont Home continues to be a beacon of light to neighbors, youth, families, and other stakeholders in this area. We are very actively engaged in the rebuilding of the North End through equitable development and community engagement efforts. Thank you.